David, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Well, you're coming off the best month of your career. Just how much more confident do you feel in your game right now?
Yeah, I feel tremendously confident. Those results that you were just mentioning obviously show that, you know, I'm playing golf right now at a very high level. I feel like I'm very competitive, and that's what I've been practicing and working towards for all these years, and it feels very good. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, the tournaments I have coming up, the PGA Championship and the FedEx Cup playoffs, but, you know, I'm very proud of the way I have been playing. Obviously, the RBC Canadian Open was a highlight for me, something I'll remember for a very long time, but, you know, I feel very good about my game, and I like my chances of getting in those positions again soon.
What did you learn at the Canadian Open coming down in the final six holes?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting stuff. The reception that I was feeling from the fans each and every hole was truly incredible. The outpouring of support was so much fun, and I made a great birdie on 13, and I thought that was going to kind of jumpstart me to the finish I needed. You know, it just shows that any event on tour, you have to do something special to win. Each and every week, it doesn't matter what the event is, you can play great golf, but you always have to do that the right thing at the right time to win a golf tournament. And, you know, kind of when I got out of the valley holes and I knew there were two par fives coming to finish, I figured I needed a couple of birdies in those last three holes, and just didn't quite pull it off. You know, made some good shots, but you know, just didn't quite make the putts when I needed to. And you know, J-Day ended up, you know, birdieing the last three and winning the golf tournament. And that's what it takes, especially against guys that are, you know, top five players in the world like he is.
You're sitting on the 18th fairway, and you and Bubba Watson, you watch Jason Day drain that birdie putt, and now suddenly both of you have to go for eagles to try to get to a playoff. How much did I'm assuming that it changed how you would have attacked that hole significantly? If he doesn't drain that, you're probably not going to have to attack to go in the bunker, right?
Yeah, I feel like my strategy really didn't change a ton because of where I was in the fairway. I had a 4-iron into the green. I think I had 220 to the pin, if I remember correctly. It was a little bit into the wind. So that's a long yardage for me coming in. I think Bubba hit an 8-iron in, so I think he had he could be a little more aggressive regardless. But, you know, I knew I needed to give myself a chance to, you know, have a shot at eagle. And regardless of Jason making his putt or not, you know, I needed to make birdie to you know, to have a chance to, you know, I in the end finish second, or, you know, we're hoping that the birdie was enough to get into a playoff. But, you know, my strategy, it just a real tricky shot to get it close to that back right pin. And that's why, you know, when we see that Tiger 6-iron out of the bunker a number of years ago, it was such an incredible shot. It's a very intimidating shot. There's not a lot of room for error back on that pin, and it's so easy to hit in the bunker where I did. You know, I was trying to cut the ball and get a little bit onto the green and rolling up there, but, you know, in the back of my head, you know, being in that bunker isn't the worst spot to be, and it's actually, it's a holeable bunker shot. It, you know, you have to do something special, like I said, to win a golf tournament, so, you know, I knew going into that bunker, you know, I have to hit a pretty special bunker shot to make it, but it's a doable shot, and so my strategy changed a little bit, but not a ton.
David Hearn joins us, of course, one of the best Canadian golfers going right now, coming off his best month ever with a second and third place finish in July. David, pressure in sports, it's a word that's used a lot, and I think sometimes maybe it's overused. Golf is different, though, because in hockey or basketball, the game's so fast, I'm not sure players have time to think. In golf, though, you got a lot of time to think as you're walking up to your next shot, whatever it is. How do you block out those thoughts? How much of that mental side of it is just not to allow yourself to overthink situations?
Yeah, you know, that's a unique part of our sport, that every other sport you play, you're reacting to what somebody else is doing. In golf, you're reacting to a ball that's not moving. So it's definitely a different challenge. And you have a lot of time to think about shots between. And I think, you know, you talk to some of the great players that have ever played the game, and they'll tell you the same thing, that it's almost impossible to focus intensely for five straight hours. So you really need to do a good job of switching your mind off a little bit between the shots. And you know, at the RBC Canadian Open a few weeks back, you know, between the shots, the fans were, you know, like I say, were so supportive. And, you know, I just really tried to embrace it and use that energy between the shots. And then when I got over the ball, you know, try to click back into that game mode and get focused on the shot at the time. But you definitely can't spend a ton of your time between shots really focusing too much. It's just too hard to focus for that length of time consistently well.
What have you improved the most in your game the last years? You've been a pro now for over a decade, and you're coming off your best month. What do you feel has improved in your game to allow you to be in the top five?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I've worked on everything, really. You know, all areas of my game. I've always been a player that just continues to try to get a little bit better each and every year. You know, I look at where my weaknesses are, and I try to, you know, continue to work on those. And, you know, even your strengths, you got to try to continue to work on those and make those even better. So for me right now, I think, you know, mentally I'm playing, you know, my mental game is as strong as it's ever been. I've been working with a psychologist the last couple of seasons, and, you know, I've been really trying to isolate out, you know, some strategies and some ways to make me more consistent on the golf course. At the same time, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm hitting the ball a little bit better than I have, you know, in years past. And, you know, I'm hitting more fairways and hitting more greens, and, you know, try to make the game simple. You know, when you're playing your best golf, it's incredibly simple. It's, you know, you birdie par fives, you hit fairways, you hit greens, and you make a few putts. And, you know, it's incredibly hard to make games simple. And I think that's the way in any sport. So for me, it's, you know, I work on everything, really. I try to improve all areas of my game.
I was looking back on your career, and 2013 was obviously the closest you came to winning at the John Deere Classic when you ended up going a five-hole playoff and ended up losing by one stroke to a young kid who now a lot of people know, Jordan Spieth. Did you see in 2013 the potential that we are seeing now in Spieth?
I think so. He won at 19 when I was in that playoff with him at the John Deere, and he obviously has that intangible thing that great athletes have, and it's always hard to put your finger on it exactly. But Jordan's a player that is mature way beyond his years. The fact that he's, you know, won the first two majors of the year and came within a shot of winning the Open Championship just a couple of weeks back again, it's incredible to think that a 20-year-old has or 21-year-old has that mental ability and that much comfort in those, you know, huge pressure situations. So, you know, when he won the John Deere, did I think he'd be winning majors and competitive like he is, or, you know, close to number one in the world? Maybe not, but I think guys, or maybe not quite as fast as he's done it. I think guys all knew that this kid was special, and, you know, he's a real nice kid, and, you know, we're all very happy for his success. And, you know, hopefully I get a chance to beat him here next week at the PGA, but, you know, he's doing a great job, and he's carrying the PGA Tour with some real pride.
This will be your third consecutive major this year. Obviously, I'm guessing you weren't satisfied with your first two appearances. Your game now is on a roll. What do you need to continue on? How does that course lay out? How do you feel it plays into the strengths of your game?
Yeah, I'm excited about Whistling Straits. It looks like it's an intimidating golf course in terms of the way the bunkering's set up and everything like that. But, you know, when I get there and I start to prepare and get ready for the tournament, it's going to boil down to finding ways to keep the ball in the fairway and give yourself good chances for birdie. So, yeah, I'm not too excited about the way I played at Chambers Bay or at the Open Championship. But, you know, I feel really strong about my game. I'm playing with a ton of confidence, especially after my finish there at the Canadian Open a few weeks ago. And, you know, I'm excited about getting out to Whistling Straits and seeing what I can do. And I think, you know, when courses are challenging and difficult, that's my type of golf. And, you know, I'm excited about getting out there and seeing what I can do.
David, one last one for you. Really appreciate your time. You talked about the fan support at the Canadian Open, but I noticed, you know, just the Canadian player support. Hadwin finished seventh in that one. You know, you had many of the other Canadian guys were tweeting about you, you know, finish it off, everything. And now, you know, the Olympics, golf's coming into the Olympics. You know, Canada plays a team. How will that change it? How fun is that atmosphere where it seems to be maybe more of a team faction to what's an individual game?
Yeah, I think it's real exciting in Canada right now that we have so many good players on the PGA Tour right now. We've had, you know, a great example with Mike Weir. You know, when he was in the prime of his career, I was just sort of starting out as a professional golfer, and he's given us a tremendous example to follow, and, you know, winning eight times, and including the Augusta. You know, he really had, you know, a great run and some incredible golf. But right now I feel like we have more Canadians on tour that are probably benefiting after watching Mike do what he did. And, you know, it's a fun time for Canadian golf. It's Graham's been playing great, was on the President's Cup 2 years ago and winning matches and, you know, some real exciting stuff and came close to winning a couple times. Nick Taylor wins on tour earlier this year. Adam's been playing great, and I feel like I've been close too. So, you know, you're right. It is a little bit of a team thing. The Canadian guys, we pull for each other. We want to see each other do well. And, you know, it's a fun time on tour right now, having so many Canadians out there.
Well, David, continued success. And here's hoping you get your first ever victory at the PGA Championship.
I like the sounds of that. Thanks again, Jason.